Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, satellite, carrier pigeon, and online at bryantpark.org. I am Torre.
That explains a lot. And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, it's creepy and it's kooky, mysterious and spooky. It is altogether ooky. It's not the Addams Family. It's Morgellons disease.
Ooh.
Fact or fiction? But first, the news with Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Allison. Good morning, everyone. There appears to be some movement in the political standoff in Kenya. New reports say that President Mwai Kibaki will meet with opposition leader Raila Odinga later today. The two leaders will meet face-to-face with some mediation help from former UN head Kofi Annan. It will be the first such meeting since the disputed December 27th election, which sparked weeks of ethnic violence in the country. Some 700 people have been killed. Tensions between Hillary and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama continue to escalate. Yesterday, former President Bill Clinton defended himself against accusations that he and his wife had injected the issue of race into the Democratic presidential primary in South Carolina. And he accused Senator Barack Obama of Illinois of putting out a, quote, hit job on him. Meanwhile, Obama continued to make digs against Hillary Clinton as he stumped across South Carolina. That state holds its Democratic primary Saturday. Here's NPR's David Green.
Obama was speaking to nearly 1,000 people at Winthrop University in Rock Hill, South Carolina. With a clear reference to Hillary Clinton, Obama said some politicians don't always say what they mean or mean what they say. And that issue, he said, is what the debate in the Democratic Party is all about. In a separate interview with NBC, Obama also insisted that he's not just focusing on African-American votes in this state.
The economic issues that you hear in South Carolina are ones that cut across lines of race, and those are the ones that we've been addressing.
According to a new Reuters poll, Obama has a double-digit lead over Clinton in South Carolina. That's largely because of overwhelming support from African Americans. Among white voters in the poll, Obama's running third behind Clinton and John Edwards.
NPR's David Green in South Carolina. eBay has a new leader, and he's not wasting any time making his mark. CEO John Donahoe was named to the top spot at the internet giant yesterday. Shortly after the announcement, Donahoe held a conference call with analysts. He said eBay would shift its emphasis from auctions to fixed-priced listing, something more akin to shopping on Amazon.com. Donahoe has been president of eBay's Marketplaces division for the past 3 years. He assumes his new post on March 31st. Donahoe replaces departing CEO Meg Whitman, who served as CEO of eBay for 10 years. Attorneys for U.S. baseball home run king Barry Bonds are moving forward with efforts to clear their client's name. Yesterday, Bonds' lawyers filed a motion to dismiss a federal grand jury indictment because they say it's vague and poorly crafted. That's according to the San Jose Mercury News. The 43-year-old former outfielder for the San Francisco Giants was indicted in November on federal charges of perjury and obstruction of justice. Prosecutors say he lied to a grand jury when he said he hadn't taken steroids. Bonds pleaded innocent last month to the charges stemming from his testimony in December of 2003 to a grand jury looking into the Balco steroid scandal. The filing asked the U.S. district judge in the case to review the matter on February 29th. Staying with baseball now, while the Yankees' streak of AL East titles ended at 9, New York did come out on top in something last year. Spending. The team's payroll for the year 2007 was the highest in baseball, $218.3 million. The World Championship Boston Red Sox were a distant second at $155.4 million. The Yankees also have the highest revenue in the majors, taking in $415 million last year. That's the news. It is always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
I'm going into baseball.
Rach, what was that?
What?
The Red Sox are a distant second? The Red Sox are the number two most spending team in baseball for many, many years. Let's not act like it's a rich dad, poor dad situation.
You're right. You're right. It's not like, you know, $155.4 million is anything to sneeze at. So
exactly.
I stand corrected.
That's what A-Rod gets per year, I think.
I thought that was a week. Rachel Martin, thank you.
You're welcome.